My name's Margie. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Margie.
And I'm really grateful to be here and to be abstinent and able to speak. One of the things that I was really, when I worked through this thing on working all the way through the 12 steps, the thing that struck me was that I didn't eat compulsively over this problem that's kind of big in my life. When I got abstinent in 2001, my mom had died about 8 or 9 months earlier, and losing my career had caused me to go up in a whole lot of weight. And so I'm really grateful that my brother dying at this point in time has not, at least not this winter when I'm depressed, has not caused me to overeat and to go into relapse. And I am just incredibly grateful for that. I am powerless over so many of the things that are going on with him. And I remember when my folks died, both of them, I had trouble with food. And for whatever reason, being able and willing and a little further along, I've not had to do that. And that was what I realized at the bottom of it in step 12, what's different. And that's the thing, gosh. And that's such a huge, huge thing. The principles, the spiritual principles of the program, part of what it says in step 12 is that we're going to, having had a spiritual awakening, we'll try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Not meaning those kind of affairs, these affairs. Everything about our life. And, you know, I had to write them down, and I don't remember all of them just right off the top. But one is honesty, step one. Step two is hope. Step three is faith. Four is courage to face those things. Five is integrity, to talk about them with someone else. Six is willingness. Seven, humility. Eight, self-discipline. Boy, that was something I didn't want to do anything with. Self-discipline. Love is nine, love of others, you know, to make amends. 10 is perseverance. 11, spiritual awareness, and 12, service. There are a couple of easy places to find these. One is in the OA 12 and 12. Step 12, the last part of it, goes through all of them, talking specifically about the principles that have to do with the steps. And also on the OA.org website, there's, if you put in spiritual principles of the program, it'll give you a document that has them for the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. And if your eyes sort of roll up in your head when somebody talks about concepts, I suggest you look at the principles. That really helped me to be able to understand more about what they were about and to remind me that I can apply those principles and those ideas, not just at World Service and having to do with World Service Business Conference down to the intergroup level, but there's things like duplication of services, you know, fairness to everyone, equality. Those are some of the principles that are in the concepts. And that really helps me to understand it, too. So, not that I'm an expert at all on the principles, but unity is not only in traditions, but in the concepts as well. So practicing those principles in all my affairs. Boy, when I came into this program, you know, you don't want to do this kind of, you know, that's, you know, for somebody else. You know, certainly not for me. You know, I just wanted to stop eating compulsively and stop being so crazy all the time. Stop being fat. And I don't know what all, because I actually, when I came in, I had been thin for a while, but I wanted to be able to stay with being, you know, being that way. And I've been pretty crazy over some of the years. I came into OA in 1977. I came through the back door through another 12-step program first, and that's, you know, just the way it was. After a little bit in program, I actually went back up. I'd gone up and down and up and down and up and down in weight quite a bit. When I came in, I was 27. Okay, so I was born in 1950. So this year, the 1st of June, which is my birthday, I'll be 65. And I don't think I look 65, which is kind of a good thing. Anyway, when I was in high school, I looked older because I went up 6 inches in 1 year, and then I grew fatter because I didn't stop eating, you know. Boy, if you've ever watched somebody, I watched my nephew do that. It was just amazing. You see him every couple of months, and he's gone up 2 inches. It's just amazing to watch. And then I stopped. I don't think I've grown more than a half an inch since then. Doggone it. Anyway, but that's when I gained weight, and I was like 12, 13. I looked like I was 16 because I developed and started my periods really early too. So, you know, it just, I felt kind of like a bull in the china shop. There's one picture of me with some of the kids in my sixth grade class, and they're all about here, and then I'm about here, you know, the others are here, and I have this kind of look on my face. And I know I wasn't like that always at that age, but it kind of captures the way I felt at that time. And something about that self-image kind of tends to stay with you. Somebody said earlier, you know, this program is not about the food, and it isn't. But it's about the food until it isn't about the food. You know, it's all about the food until it isn't about the food. And the way to get over it being about the food is to work the spiritual principles of the program. You know, our primary purpose is to get abstinent and stay abstinent and carry that message, to have a spiritual awakening as a result of this program, and to carry that message, to have a closer relationship with God of my understanding. Today, I do try to practice these principles in most everything that I do. I don't feel quite right if I'm not practicing, you know, self-awareness, awareness of others, attempting to do better a little bit, little bit, a little bit. And, you know, when I'm not in a good space and not doing that, or I have something between me and God, it's like every single little decision I make about food all day long, and God, there's thousands of them. We do it at home. We don't notice it as much as here. Mm-hmm. Here, you just, it's like right in your face how many decisions you have to make about food. They are easy. Easy. When I'm in a good spiritual condition and I'm working on myself and paying attention to that. Making those decisions is just really easy. When I am not in that fit spiritual condition, making those decisions is like pulling teeth. It's like, I want this, but I need to eat this. And it's just hard. And I want to eat too much and too fast. And, you know, and I may stay technically abstinent anyway, but it, you know, it's like it's right in my face. And I know I need to do more work. The thing that's kicking my butt right now, and I noticed it when I was writing, is procrastination, wanting to sit down and space out. And when I'm worried about what's going on with my brother, he has something that's called MSA, which most people haven't heard about. It's in the Parkinson's family. It's where people go downhill really quickly. The outside prognosis is 5 to 7 years following diagnosis. People go downhill very quickly, physically, and some of them mentally, but some of them not so much. I don't know if anybody, I'll tell you more about it, but that's not the point here. Everybody always wants to know more about it. The point here is the feelings. And one of the things that I have done is that when I've had a whole lot of bad feelings about it, I found a lot of help in an MSA support group that's in Portland. There's one MSA support group in the whole state of Oregon. Okay? That's how rare this thing is. And I go in there and I can talk about it, and it's like here. I can talk about what my feelings are without having to explain the disease. It's like when you when I try and tell my family or somebody else why I eat the way I do, and they say, yeah, but can't you, and you want to go, no, you don't get it, it's not about that, and it isn't, you know. And that's what, it's so interesting that there's a parallel. And I've never felt that kind of acceptance with talking about feelings in another group outside of OA before. And I'm so grateful that I have OA because I have a background in being willing to get in touch with what my feelings are. And that's so, so helpful. I would be in the food if it wasn't for this. Because I have before. Not over my brother, thank goodness. But over my mom. And then it brings up all those other things. You know, like other people were talking about. And I used to beat myself up because I didn't have something big like abuse. And my household was pretty nice. Now, my dad would say things like, oh, gee, you look nice, and you're on time for once. And he thought he was giving me a compliment. And what I heard was, never good enough. But he really thinks that he was giving me a compliment with that. He didn't realize that that wasn't exactly a compliment. But, you know, when I realized that about my dad, he was far enough, old enough, that, you know, there wasn't going to be any changing. And I could make the change and say, I'll do something different, you know. And I'm really grateful for that. There are some of these on here that I sure didn't want to do to begin with. Spiritual awareness. You know, faith, courage, integrity. God, who wants to do that stupid stuff? Unless I'm driven to it with the food, then I wouldn't go there. So I would, you know, express a desire to hear what other people do about the principles of the program, just to share on whatever worked for you and to go for it. Hopefully this is a good place for everyone to speak, even if you have a softer voice than mine. I don't think you'd have trouble hearing me from anywhere. Thank you.